Shvi'is, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hei. Lo yiftach odom machatzev betchila l'soich sadeu, ad shiobo sholosh murubiyos. Person shouldn't open up. So the Rav learns, there's different ways to learn this. The way the Rav learns is that a person shouldn't open up a quarry of stones. It's basically an area where they're basically in a mountain or in a under a field. There was a lot of rocks that they would take off and cut out and chisel out to use it for its stones. And the concern is when the dirt was on top, people would think when they're seeing it that he's not really digging for the stones, but rather he's digging to plant, which you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. So the Mishnah tells us that a person shouldn't start on Shemitah when it is covered up, l'fi the Rav. A person shouldn't start opening up the dirt, l'toich sadeh, in his own field. Now the Mishnah is now going to tell a shear how much a mass of rock underneath what you're uncovering is there that would allow you to do so. So it says, ad shuvo sholosh merubiyos. So the way that some of the Mefarshim learn doesn't mean that it has to actually be there, that underneath there's these squared shaped stones, but the Mishnah is telling us the size of the amount of rock that would be able to produce such stones. So it says, Achubo Sholosh Merubios. The way the Rav learns, it sounds like it's like these types of rows. Shem Sholosh al Sholosh al Rum Sholosh. Sholosh al Sholosh is 3 by 3 amas al Rum Sholosh, that the height of the rocks is also 3 amas high. So it's 3 amas high, 3 amas wide. Now, each rock, the Rav explains, is 1 amma wide and 1 amma long, but 3 of them together obviously become 3 ammas by 3 ammas. Shiurun esim v'shiva avonim. Altogether, there's going to be, since it's 3 rows, and on each row has 9 stones total, you're going to end up having 27 stones. And I drew a picture below. This is the way the Rav seems to learn. It's not really rows, it's these quasi-rows that you would look at as rows. Regardless, this is the amount of rock. Obviously, when a person uncovers this, it's not going to have these beautifully cut rocks. It just means that that's enough stone underneath to produce such rocks. And then one is allowed to start chiseling away. It doesn't tell us how far he's allowed to cut down. We're going to see that a little later. But regardless, when the Mishnah told us betchila in the beginning that you're allowed to open it up in the beginning, so the Tiferes Tzol explained that you did not start doing this before Shemitah. If you started cutting it before Shemitah, we're going to see later that that's also mutter. And the Rav also explains that this case had to have been, we're only dealing with a case where the rocks were revealed before Shemitah. So basically, when we said that you need this shear of 27 stones, how do you define a shear of 27 stones when you have dirt that's on top of this? I mean, how does that help you with Maris Ayin? So the way Rav explains is that this area of rock was already revealed before Shemitah. And now it's covered and you want to uncover it. So you can uncover it since it was revealed before Shemitah. Anybody looking at you will know that you're not doing it to plant, but rather they know that there's this massive quarry of stone underneath it. And this is the way that Tiferes Yisrael learns the Mishnah as well.